You're with SBS Radio.
ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਡੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਲੀਕ ਤੋਂ ਪਰਾ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਅਨਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਨ ਸਨਮਾਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਹਰ ਸਟੇਟ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਹਰ ਕੈਟੇਗਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ 4 ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਅਨਸ ਦੀ ਚੋਣ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਬੜੇ ਮਾਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਕੁਝ ਸਾਲਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਅਨਸ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਈਅਰ ਦੀ ਲਿਸਟ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾਮ ਚਮਕਣ ਲੱਗ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਮੁਤਲਕ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਸਾਲ ਦੀ ਵੈਸਟਰਨ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਤੋਂ ਫਾਈਨਲਿਸਟ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ। ਆਓ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਕੰਮਾਂ ਸਦਕਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਮਾਣ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ। ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਿੱਘਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ, ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ।
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਕਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤੀਆਂ ਕਰਕੇ, ਕਿਹੜੇ ਕੰਮਾਂ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਡੇ ਤੇ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਫਾਈਨਲਿਸਟ ਚੁਣਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ?
I'm in the youth category, so I think that in that category I was nominated for the work that I have done in the arts industry in Perth and in Australia, and also the community projects that I've been doing as well with young people from migrant and refugee backgrounds. So that's the way I got nominated.
ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਲਈ ਕੰਮ ਕੀਤਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਰਟ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੰਮ ਕੀਤਾ, ਯੂਥ ਲਈ ਕੰਮ ਕੀਤਾ, ਥੋੜਾ ਵਿਸਥਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੱਸੋ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਕੀਤਾ?
When I started 10 years ago, I started off doing spoken word poetry, and then you would have seen me on Australia's Got Talent in 2016. And then I moved to Melbourne and I was living there and working with Multicultural Arts Victoria, running spoken word workshops in different communities all around Victoria, in WA. And then I toured. I went to a lot of Sikh communities in the US, the UK, Malaysia, Singapore. And I got to meet young Sikhs and learn about the similarities and differences, and I got to create work with them. And now I'm back in Perth, and I've been reflecting on the last, adventures I've been on, and now I've actually started creating TV shows. So now I'm not writing poetry anymore, but I'm using those skills to write some TV shows and hopefully have some representation of Sikh families, of South Asian families on our big screen.
ਜੀ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਟੀਵੀ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਰਿਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ, ਤੇ ਟੀਵੀ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਲਈ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਟ ਲਿਖ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸ ਵੀ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ?
ਮੈਂ ਰਾਈਟ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟ ਵੀ ਕਰਦੀ ਹਾਂ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਈਵ ਲਰਨਡ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸਰ ਔਨ ਯੋਰ ਓਨ ਸਟੋਰੀਜ਼, ਇਟਸ ਰੀਅਲੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਫੁੱਲ ਸੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਇੰਪਾਵਰਮੈਂਟ. I think that if we are going to create a full representation of people from our community, we can't just be on screen as actors or writers. We need to actually be producing these shows. I think that's where the true power is. And that's been a struggle because, I don't have all the experience that a lot of my colleagues would have, because I've only started doing this in the last couple of years. But the shows that I want to create, I think that whether it was doing spoken word poetry, I wrote a theatre show as well in Perth for young people about a Sikh family of growing up in Perth, and all those stories that I've been telling and now in film, I feel like I can't not be political. I think that everything I've got to say, it is about, the politics of today, and it changes for me. Like, I've gone on my own journey, and currently the work I really want to talk about is, our relationship as Sikh people on stolen land in Australia. And I think there's a really lack of education in our community about Aboriginal communities, Aboriginal culture, just the history that they've gone through, the genocide. And I think if we could all create a bit of allyship, we could all understand each other better. And there's a lot more similarities.
ਜੀ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਤੇ ਇਸ ਅਵਾਰਡ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਲਕ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਚੋਣ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਹੋਈ? ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਫਾਈਨਲਿਸਟ ਚੂਜ਼ ਕੀਤਾ, ਕੀ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਟੇਰੀਆ ਸੀ?
ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੇ ਆਈ ਮੈਟ ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਪੈਨਲਿਸਟ, ਸੋ ਅਪੈਰੈਂਟਲੀ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਓਵਰ 40 ਪੈਨਲਿਸਟਸ, ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਜੱਜਸ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਆਰ ਪਾਸਟ ਵਿਨਰਸ, ਦੇ ਆਲ ਹੀਰੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੈਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਐਡਮਾਇਰ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਗੋਟ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ they actually get together and they look at the nominees and they select as a group. So I think it would have been tough because you can only get 4 people in each category in each state, and then ultimately you'll have each state will represent all the categories. So the category that I'm in is a youth category. I think you have to be maybe under 30. I'm not sure, actually, because I'm 27. Mm-hmm. So I was in a youth category. And previously, there's a couple of awards that happened this year. They all have very similar names. So one was called the Western Australian of the Year, that I was a finalist. And then this one that we've been speaking about is the Australian of the Year. So I think awards are good because at least it shows representation of different communities and different people. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think I would prefer bigger change in our country when it comes to racism and feminism. And I think that, yeah, in some ways I'm not sure if awards are as important to me as they might have been when I was younger.
ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਰੀਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਅਵੇਅਰਨੈਸ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਸਿੱਖ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ, ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਬਾਰੇ, ਇਸ ਕੰਮ ਦੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਰਣਾ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਆਈ?
I think, you know, I was 4 years old or 5 years old when 9/11 happened. I was very young, but I remember, you know, the life change for a lot of migrants, a lot of people from Muslim or Sikh backgrounds. And I think it was unavoidable to be a representative of your community and always having to be the model migrant, to be the best person and work 200% harder than anyone else to ensure that people didn't think our community was bad. And all that PR work, I think I did through the arts and I did through poetry and theatre. But now I think I've changed. I think that I became quite tired that every day having to represent an entire community isn't possible because, as you know, in our community there's so many different opinions. We all have our own values. We have our different ways of living, even within one religion. So I can't actually represent anyone but myself now. I still am proud of my Sikh identity and I will always advocate for the rights of others. And I think those Sikh values that, you know, I was brought up with, I think they'll always be evident in all the work I do. But I think how I do that is changing.
ਜੀ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ 10 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ, ਅਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਜਿਵੇਂ 10 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦਾ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਅਵੇਅਰਨੈਸ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਵਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਐਕਸਪ੍ਰੈਸ ਕਰਨਾ, 10 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਡੇ 'ਤੇ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਫਾਈਨਲਿਸਟ ਚੁਣਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਅਨ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਈਅਰ 'ਤੇ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਫ਼ਰਕ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਥਰੂ ਆਊਟ ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਫ਼ਰਕ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਫ਼ਰਕ ਆਇਆ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੋਚ ਵਿੱਚ?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. I've met so many different audiences. I feel like there has been so much education on who Sikhs are. Now, you know, for example, the play I did in Perth with Black Swan Theatre Company and Barking Gecko Theatre Company, I still meet people who've seen that theatre show 2 years ago, and they tell me every time they see a Sikh, they think of my show and they think of me and they think of the turban, they think of the hair, they think of the Punjabi music, they think of Bhangra. Like, I feel like that if you haven't met a Sikh or if you haven't met someone from a background that's different to yours, we won't know. So I think once people meet others and are educated and more aware, hopefully there's less fear. Because I think fear creates hate and hate isn't useful in this world.
ਜੀ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਤੇ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਿ ਰੇਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਵੇਅਰਨੈਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਇੱਕ ਰੀਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਲਈ ਅਵੇਅਰਨੈਸ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੇ ਸੋਸ਼ਲ ਜਸਟਿਸ ਤੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਰੋਜ਼ ਮੋਟੀਵੇਟਡ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹੋ?
Oh, I struggle so much. I find it really hard, especially because after traveling so much and working so much and being so busy and touring and having good and bad experiences as a young, you know, 20-something year old, I think now I'm feeling it in my body and now I'm actually starting to take care of myself, because if you want to last long in this industry and make impact, you have to take care of your mental health, you have to take care of your physical health in order to be sustainable. So I stay motivated through meeting others that inspire me. I stay motivated when it comes to like things that are happening around us in the politics. I think things that make me angry, that make me want to write about it. So I channel that energy, I guess.
ਜੀ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ ਜੀ, ਤੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਸੁਨੇਹਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਚਾਹੋਗੇ?
I think that if one thing I hope that you remember on Australia Day, and I brought it up earlier, is that as Sikhs, as South Asians, as Punjabis, I hope we don't forget our roots of standing up for social justice. And I think that if we can do that in our everyday lives and understand that Australia Day is also a very political day and a very sad day for Aboriginal Australians. So I hope that we all start to understand that what can we do as Sikhs to actually help and to become allies of Indigenous people. So I personally don't celebrate Australia Day, but I have done lots of art projects on this day because it's a very topical, divisive and political day. But I hope that my message to you is that you engage and you educate yourselves and you talk to other people and learn. And hopefully we can create a better Australia.
Ji Sukhjeet, gal baat karan layi bahut bahut shukriya.
Thank you so much. Sat Sri Akaal.
Facebook ute SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਈਕ ਕਰੋ, ਸਾਂਝਾ ਕਰੋ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਾਓ।